Today on Real Radio.
It says in verse 40 here, it continues, and she approached Jesus, and she said to him, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me alone? This word approach, it's a strong word, church, listen to this. The word approach in the Greek here, she came to Jesus approaching him. It means that she stood over him. She loomed. The word is also translated assaulted him. Isn't that amazing? Wow, what a strong word. She assaulted him with this word, looming or towering over him, looking. Can you see her? She's probably got a spatula in her hand. Again, the flowers all over her face, her apron. She's wiping the sweat from her brow. He's reclined at the table, and she's standing right over him. Hey, come on here. This is comical and tragic at the same time. Comical because we can relate. Tragic because we can relate.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the New Testament narrative written by Luke. In the last few verses of chapter 10, we're told of the account of Jesus being invited into the home of Martha for sustenance, fellowship, and ultimately, sitting at the Messiah's feet and learning. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a presentation called, What's Got You Busy?
You, the Christian, with your Bible open, you're the only one in all this world with the answer. The world's going crazy. You've got the answer. People are wringing their hands. What's going to become of the world? We know. It's like we're secret agents. We've got the answer. What's going to go on in the Middle East? And here it comes. All right, church, listen up. Are you listening? Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you in advance. There's another war coming this summer. In fact, it could start any day. Just wait. It's coming in Israel. Big deal. You're already starting to hear the hints from CNN. What's their question? They ask it every summer when kings go to war. Could this be Armageddon? This is Wolf Blitzer. No, this is Wolf Blitzer. Could this be Armageddon? No, it's not Armageddon. The Bible's very clear about that. Could it be Ezekiel's battle? Mm-hmm. We know the answers. It's amazing. When we pray, pray Bible, God will answer. John 16, 23, most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. If a Christian doesn't have joy, point to them and say, go pray. I'm very sad. I have no joy. Go pray then. I thought you'd help me. I am helping you. Go pray. I need money. I need a pat on the back. I need whatever. Fine. Go pray. Let's talk. But the joy comes from him when we ask. Only God can give that. So attractive was the prayer of the disciples. As Jesus was praying, the disciples saw his prayer so attractive that what did they say? In fact, the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 1, it says, now it came to pass that as he was praying that in a certain place, and when he had ceased, the disciples came to him and said, teach us to do that. Isn't that great? That's practical. The world hears us praying and they go, man, is it that bad? You got to pray? Second point this morning, we're going to go fast or I'm in big trouble. Second point this morning is this. What's got you busy? Is it the things of your life? Is it things of our life? But Martha was distracted by much serving and she approached him. And she said to him, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. That sounds like my house. That sounds like your house. Is it the things of our lives, things that pull us away? Look at verse 40. The word distracted there is the Greek word. Listen, it's powerful. It means to be pulled away, to be dragged away from your desire, to be ripped from the dock. like a boat. It's a very violent word. She was ripped from the dock by her attention towards other things. Martha is an A-type. Type A Martha, no doubt about it. And she had reached her boiling point, and she is now becoming a victim of a life that's running out of juice, running out of power, running out of patience, running out of the Lord. Martha here is beginning to accuse Jesus of being part of the problem. This is amazing. Church, listen to this. Martha is actually saying to Jesus, my sister abandoned me. Listen, the word, if we translate it into modern English today, it means this. My sister abandoned me at my labors, which are pulling on me, Jesus, like you have no idea. And you are part of the problem here. That's what the word means. You're not helping me. She's rebuking him. This is what happens when we don't spend time with him. We wind up counseling him instead of him counseling us in the time that we're with him. No, we don't spend time with him. After all, we are going to tell him a thing or two. Jesus, my life is falling apart and you're not helping. Tell my boss to give me a raise. Tell my husband to fall in line. Tell my wife, fill in the blank. Tell my kids. Don't look at me so pious. We're all like this. When we are not with him, we dictate things to him. And the church is so carnal, the church is so distant from God, that Jesus ranks right up there with Santa Claus. Things pull us away. We had a meeting, and it was some of the pastors across America. And one of the brothers was stating that he had just read a private internal poll conducted by the Barna Group that was only asked of pastors anonymously in America. And they asked, the Barna Group, poll group asked, how much time do you spend in prayer, Pastor, daily? You know what the average was? 3 minutes a day. You know what the excuse was? Exactly. They're too busy. You know what that tells me? Translation. Whatever they're doing is wood, hay, and stubble. No wonder why America's churches are nurturing and raising up people who don't even carry Bibles to church. Why? Because the pastor doesn't have time for the Bible. Pastor doesn't have time for the Bible, but he has time to download a message from some old manna off the internet somewhere. He can't hear and get a message from God because he's too busy doing whatever he's doing. Didn't the book of Acts teach us that those who minister the word of God are to get away from the tables, let spirit-filled men take care of that while they sought God in prayer and in the study of the word to preach the word of God? Martha's a wonderful woman. But she is distracted. When I think about distraction, I think of things, I don't know, like the things that yank on us, soccer moms getting pulled in every direction, golf pros pulled in every direction, surfers pulled in every direction. And if that doesn't put you in a category, then what about us workaholics? Pulls us in every direction. We know we're in trouble with God when we take a day off and we feel guilty. You want to redeem that? You want to redeem that? Go before the Lord. Get up early. Seek God. Watch what happens. It'll change your life. By the way, I wrote this about me. This is not about you. The things that pull me away from Jesus are the things that I allow to pull me away from Jesus. That's a note. Note to self. The things that pull me away from Jesus are the things that I allow. I know this is surgery. In Genesis 15:1, the Bible says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. I am your exceeding great reward. And this is what Jack adds to the verse when he's not spending time with God. And Abraham said to God, is that all? Abraham, I am your exceedingly great reward. Is that it? You say, I would never say that. No, but we live like that. God, can't talk to you now. I'm late for work. Why are we late? Is our relationship with Jesus more valuable than sleep? Is it more valuable than food? Joshua 24:15, Joshua says, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, then choose for yourself this day whom you'll serve. I like his attitude. Whether the gods of your fathers served that were on the other side of this river, the gods of the Amorites who dwell in this land, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, said Joshua. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the nations, and I will be exalted on the earth. And the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. We also learn this, that there are things that are just not right. It says in verse 40 here, it continues, and she approached Jesus, and she said to him, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me alone? This word approach, it's a strong word, church. Listen to this. The word approach in the Greek here, she came to Jesus approaching him. It means that she stood over him. She loomed. The word is also translated assaulted him. Isn't that amazing? Wow, what a strong word. She assaulted him with this word, looming or towering over him, looking. Can you see her? She's probably got a spatula on her hand. Again, the flowers all over her face, her apron. She's wiping the sweat from her brow. He's reclined at the table, and she's standing right over him. Hey, come on here. This is comical and tragic at the same time. Comical because we can relate. Tragic because we can relate. So she's looming over him, and she says, Lord, wow. I have found out in my own life, I know this is not you, but in my own life, when I'm not in the Word, I get real snappy. I mean, the Bible for me is like vitamins, I guess, for most people or whatever. Man, if I'm not in the Bible, I get snappy. I am a Martha. But God has shown me this week, I had better be a Mary before I do any Martha stuff. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there's no vision, the people perish. But he who keeps my word is happy. Also this, is it the things of my life, our lives, things that frustrate? She says, therefore tell her to help me. Are you sitting down? Listen to this. Therefore tell her to help me. This is over the top. The word to tell, it's what's called in the Greek the definite past tense. It means this. I command you. I am instructing you, Jesus. Therefore. See the word therefore? She's saying, in light of what you are involved in, you know what's going on. I command you. Tell her. Who's Lord anyway? Do we not know Martha? Don't we? Aren't we related to her? Seems like we know her. Well, poor thing. She's rebuking Jesus with this assertion. You're not helping the matter. In Philippians 4:6, please write this down. Everyone needs to write this down. This is, you want to take a pill? Take this pill. Philippians 4:6-7. Be anxious for nothing. Now watch. Be anxious for, church, watch this. I can feel the vibe. And I got two more services to go. Be anxious for nothing, and people in the, oh yeah, right. Boy, obviously he lives in some other world. You're exactly the one I'm talking to. So how can you judge me like that? Because I am you. You and I are exactly the same guy. Be anxious for nothing, God says. Watch this. But in everything, by what? Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will garrison, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Did you hear that? Well, I don't know if I believe it. Put it to the test. I've never had that happen. Read it, pray it, watch it happen. It's amazing. Or you can just go grab your martini instead. It calms me down. Hey, my God will beat your martini any day. What crutch do you have? Only the creator of the universe. What's yours? Third and final point, verses 41 to 42. What's got you busy? Is it the things that matter? This is what matters. The heart of the Lord matters most, don't you think? The heart of God? Don't we want him to save us? Can you imagine? You guys, this is, I'm so glad that you're here. Do you realize, look, if we had a 5.5 earthquake right now, before second service begins, trust me, the church will not be big enough. And I don't want you and I to live like this. Remember after September 11th, churches were packed across America. It took 3 weeks for America to forget. What do I need to pray? Dear God, send an earthquake every Sunday morning about 6 a.m., a big one. Huh? He could. I joke, but listen. God is going to get your attention. Please hear me, it's much better. I'm just speaking from personal experience. It's much better when I willingly give him my attention. When I don't and I'm too busy, he turns up the volume. And did anyone hear the space shuttle land this week? I'm studying for this message, literally. I'm studying away. I had completely forgot the space shuttle was going to be landing here. And boom! Car alarms went off. What? I'm embarrassed to tell you. I called 911. I thought someone's home blew up. I thought, gas leak! Well, I'm not getting up. I'm studying the Bible. That's what I pay taxes for the fire department. I call 911. Hey, lady! 911, emergency. What's your emergency? Ah, there's a huge explosion. The space shuttle just landed. And I went, you're kidding me. So sorry. We're flooded with calls. I never call 911. I can take it myself. I'll do it. Stay back, Lisa. Don't call 911. I'll take care of it. But man, when that house shook, dogs took off running. I called 911. It was bigger than me. When we pray, 911, pray, 911. He gets our attention. The heart of the Lord matters most. He wants to hear from us. I haven't prayed, Jack, in years. A man came up to me 2 weeks ago and said, my marriage is a mess. My wife's leaving me. I just instantly said, are you reading your Bible? Are you praying with your wife? No. Have you ever? No. And I said, well, what else do you want to talk about? What else is going on in your life? What do you do? I can't help your marriage. It's impossible. Crisis. His heart is for you, and he wants to hear from you and I. Secondly, his plan. The plan of the Lord matters the most. He says to Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. You are worried and troubled. Church, did God create us to be worried and troubled? What did he create us for? We can hear multiple answers. It's okay. What did he create us for? Fellowship, worship. I mean, you can go on and on. Those are all right. Did he create us to worry? Can you imagine? You guys, I told you before, our backyard is full of birds. Birds fly in all over the place. Convention. They eat all day long. Noisy, singing. Birds. I have never once seen a bird out there. Oh, my goodness. What if this... What if this food runs out here? Man, I am so, I can't take, I've never seen a bird there with an ulcer. I've never seen a bird going, I've got an ulcer, I can't eat this stuff. I'm just worried sick, it's going to dry up someday. Never seen that. Jesus said, my Father takes care of the birds. You can be thinking about all this stuff. He says, you're not going to add one more inch to your height. He says, look at the field, the beautiful flowers. They don't toil or spin. Doesn't God know? He says, does my Father know you have need of all this stuff? He does. It's amazing. And then we end with here, verse 42. But one thing is needed. Martha, here's the most important thing in life. Oh, really? What is that? Mary's chosen it. It's the good part. She knew what it was. It's an ingredient word. Isn't this cool? Jesus is so great. It's like you being a mechanic. Jesus said, hey, slow down. Spend all your time on this hot rod thing, and you're not spending time with your kids or with your wife or whatever. Listen, the reason why this is going on with your neighbor is because he's chosen a better carburetor or an injector or a better transmission. Really? What is it? What is it, Jesus? It's the Jesus carburetor. It's the Jesus gas. She stepped right into it. What? What's the good part? Did I leave something out? I did this, I made that, and I cooked that for that 450 for 20 minutes, and what? And he says, yeah, here it is. You left me out. Wait, what? Yeah. You left me out of the equation there. My word matters most. Mary's listening to the word. You're not. Last verse of the day, Revelation chapter 2. And the angel of the church at Ephesus, right? That's Ephesus, Turkey. These things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand and who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works and your labor and your patience. And you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not. And you have found them to be liars. Jesus is commending this church. And you have persevered and you have patience. And have labored in my name's sake and have not become weary. Nevertheless, Revelation 2, verse 4, I have this against you. You've left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works. Jesus is saying, by the way, church at Ephesus was one of the biggest churches in the world at that time. You're a big church, huge bulletin, big deal, big sanctuary, big impact here in Ephesus. Wow, wow, wow. Good job. Awesome. Only problem is, you got so busy, going so fast, you made a left-hand turn, I fell right out of the back of your truck, and you just kept going on your own inertia, and I'm back here, and now I'm asking you to let me back in and love me first. You got so busy, Martha, that you forgot to be in love with me.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called What's Got You Busy? It's a look at the story of the account of Jesus being invited into the home of Martha to visit and dine with her, along with Martha's sister Mary. It's found in Luke chapter 10 and verses 38 through 42, part of our journey through this fascinating New Testament narrative written by Dr. Luke, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now remember, Calvary Chapel Chino Hills also has other media outreaches. For instance, hischannel.com carries our television outreach called Journey with Jack Hibbs. Journey with Jack Hibbs on hischannel.com. By the way, hischannel.com also airs our midweek study on Wednesday nights. You can find out more by visiting hischannel.com or simply click the link at realradioactive.org. That's our website, realradioactive.org. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Here's our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel Chino Hills in Southern California and made possible by the generous participation of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel Chino Hills wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ. and in His Word.
Inside, You shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.